A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "Things that cause sin will inevitably occur, but woe to the one through whom they occur. It would be better for him if a millstone were put around his neck and he be thrown into the sea, than for him to cause one of these little ones to sin. Be on your guard. If your brother sins, rebuke him. If he repents, forgive him. And if he wrongs you seven times in one day and returns to you seven times saying, 'I am sorry,' you should forgive him." And the apostle said to the Lord, "Increase our faith." The Lord replied, "If you have faith the size of a mustard seed, you will say to this mulberry tree, 'Be uprooted and planted into the sea,' and it would obey you." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
My dear brothers and sisters, this morning the disciples of Jesus asked him to increase their faith. Faith comes from hearing the word of God, believing the word of God, and putting the word of God in action. That is how we gain faith. And putting the word of God in action is not easy, but it is doable. And one of the things that he is telling us today is forgiveness. Forgiveness. And Jesus made it clear that if your brother sins against you and returns back and tells you that "I am sorry," that we are bound to forgive. So, like I said, faith comes from hearing the word, believing in that word, and putting that word in action. And he has sent his words to us this morning about forgiveness. So if we believe it and accept it and practice what we just read, that is faith. It is not a rocket science. That is why I say that it is not easy, but it is doable. It is doable. So we have to practice what we read and what we believe in. And I think in a couple of days we'll have Thanksgiving and also Christmas. It is an opportunity for us. If we are holding any grudge against anyone, let us use this time of Thanksgiving to reconcile, to forgive and let go. I keep telling people that it is easier to forgive than not to forgive. It is easier to forgive than not to forgive. Now let me explain and expand what I mean. If we do not forgive, we keep harboring anger in our hearts. And each moment we see that person, we remember and we frown our face. And the moment we frown our face, we reduce our lifespan by some percentage. But if we forgive and let go, and we see that person, there's no need for us again to remember the past. Secondly, when we harbor anger in our hearts, it continues to pile up. And the space where the Holy Spirit of God should reside in our hearts will be filled with anger. And the Holy Spirit of God will depart from us. But when we forgive and let go, we open up this space where the Spirit of God should reside in us. And if this Spirit of God resides in us, it makes our lives easier. And we live happily and joyfully. So which one is better? Is it to be joyful or to fill our hearts with anger and animosity? So my dear friends, it is easier to forgive and let go. Free up yourself. Do not keep reducing your lifespan each time you frown your face. It's time you remember the past. It's time you try to open the old wounds. So today, Jesus tells us, if we want to have faith, if we want our faith to be increased, believe in his words, put his words in action. And today he's telling us, forgive and let go. So if we are able from this moment to forgive and let go, our faith will increase. Remember, let us use this opportunity, this Thanksgiving and this Christmas to reconcile, to let go, to forgive. May God continue to bless us, and may he grant us his grace to be able to accept his teachings and to put his teachings in our actions. Amen.